Perek Yud of Trumas, 10th Perek of Trumas, Mishnah and Gimel. We're continuing the halachas of mixtures of Truma of one min into chulin of a different flavor. So, till now we're talking about cooking or soaking. There's another thing called Recha, that even though there's no cooking, but the flavor somehow gets absorbed into the flavor of the other things. So, I wrote the Pat Chan of the Nasaf Yechavish of Yayin Shel Truma, that a person who takes a hot bread of truma and he puts a hot bread of chulin and he puts it on top of a jug of wine of truma. So there's a concern that because it's a hot bread, the flavor and the smell of the wine gets absorbed into the bread and gives it a flavor, and therefore a meir oisa. The meir says it's oisa because we have to assume that the flavor got absorbed. The huzer matir, the huzer permits it. He says that this flavor is not a strong enough flavor to be offered. It wasn't managed cooked together or soaked together. But Yisri Matri Shal Chitin, Loisri Shal Seir, Rav Nation Seir Shal Avoy. That Rabbi Yisri, which is the way we paskin, he says that if it's made out of wheat, then it is permitted. Now, many of the Rishayim learn that even if it's made out of wheat, if it's a hot bread and the chavos is open, and you have two things going against you, then it is also. The Rabbim says, paskin is like the simple reading of the Mishnah, that Chitin is always mutter. It's not clear exactly why passing the way, it's not so much like that in the Gemara, but that's the stuff of the Rambam, where as by Sa'irin, which the nature of bread made out of barley has the nature to draw in the smell and the flavor of the wine underneath it, it is also even if you have one of the two. In other words, if you have a hot barley bread which is sitting on top of a jug of wine, even if the jug is closed, if a stopper, since there's still some, a little bit of it smell can come in, it's usa. Or if the pot is cold and the jug is open, it would also be usa. So, this is the concept of Recha.